Actually, when someone sees this, it could be very confusing to them. How could you say that Mashiach is already revealed when there's still so much tzaras going on in the world? So it has to be emphasized, and it can never be emphasized enough because it's so confusing, that Mashiach being revealed and all the tzaras in the world stopping are not one and the same thing. They're connected. One leads to the other, but they're two separate things. Mashiach is the person, and everything else is talking about what's going on in the world, the times. And the example that's always brought is the mashal, not a mashal, but we can compare it to Moshe Rabbeinu. When he went out of Mitzrayim, he was the Redeemer, that he too came out in the open. He was openly identified as the Redeemer. And we know the story that he came and he said the words, pocket for kadati. And this was supposed to be the identity of the Redeemer. In fact, the Gemara says, the Medrash says that it wasn't, nobody knew, is this really the right code or not? So they ran to one person in the generation who knew what the right code was. That was Sarah Bas Asher, Yaakov Avinu's granddaughter. And she said, yes, this is the person. Now they knew that Mashiach is here in their generation. But it didn't mean that they went out of Galus, because they didn't leave Mitzrayim until over a year and a half later. And during this year and a half, the tzaras became worse than they were before. So we see clearly that the Redeemer could be revealed and identified out in the open, not just in the open. They went to Parah and said, Hashem sent me that you should let me take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. So it means it was revealed. That's what revealed means. That before, it was a hidden secret. Who is Hashem designating as the Redeemer? Now it came out in the open. It means he's revealed. But it doesn't yet mean the actual leaving the soil and the geographic location of Mitzrayim. And it doesn't yet mean leaving the slavery, because actually they were still slaves. And in the beginning, they were even working harder than before. But nevertheless, there's no sikha yet up until the sikha, even though the Rebbe alludes to it in previous sikhas, when the Rebbe says it's so clear, so explicit, that Mashiach in our generation has already been revealed. And all that we're waiting for now, that we have to accept it.